This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As a few hundred people are preparing to get together this weekend in Manchester, New Hampshire, at a sold-out Liberty Forum event, which I believe may be the first time since Ron Paul spoke in like 2009 or 2008. I forget exactly what year. It was one of those years.
I am absolutely shocked at the size of Liberty Forum this year.
Yeah, because it was down. Like, there, just a couple years ago, it was really hurting.
The last time I went, I think there weren't more than 100 people.
Yeah, it had a real dip right before the COVID thing,
yeah.
And then now people actually are really serious about migrating for liberty, migrating for more freedom. That's why the Porcupine Freedom Festival sold out for the first time ever last year, and I believe this is the first sellout in many, many years for the Liberty Forum event.
Yeah, I don't know with certainty, but is this, do you guys know for sure, is this the largest Liberty Forum that they've had? Because
no,
the number of people is a lot more than I have ever recalled. I mean, I think when I went at like what I thought, well, I don't know if it was at a height, but I think it was like maybe 200 or 250 or something like that.
This is 350 this year is the number of adult tickets that have been sold. There's more like child's tickets.
Right.
So just call it 400 roughly total. And I don't know if that includes the guest speakers. Okay, so around 350, 400, probably going to be accurate. The one where Ron Paul spoke was probably 800 or something like that. So.
Oh, wow.
Did you go?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at that one. But that was at a much bigger facility, so they scaled the event. They had to scale the event down because it was having, you know, a real attendance issue for a couple of years.
Yep.
And so they're still in the smaller facility, but now they've sold out that smaller facility. So it is going to be the biggest Liberty Forum in many years.
Yeah, I mean, if they were going to, and one of some of the issues that like I had in some of the past years is it just wasn't really well organized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last year or whatever the last Liberty Forum was, I didn't exactly go, but I kind of peeked my head in because I was going to another event called Alt Expo that was hosted at the same.
That'll be there this year. It's there every year.
Yeah, it is. And it's always hosted like at the same venue, roughly, more or less. And I poked my head in, and I was actually really impressed with how packed it was. Now, it was probably a smaller space, but it definitely looked like it was way better attended than like the last couple of Liberty Forums I had attended prior to that.
What's Alt Expo?
Alternatives Expo. It is something that was founded, I believe, at the very first Liberty Forum. Because Jack Shimmick, who, I don't know if you know Jack, but you met him today. He was the guy sweeping the dirt outside of the party we went to. He's the creator of Alt Expo. And basically, Jack wanted to hear certain topics discussed at Liberty Forum, and they wouldn't put those topics on the official agenda.
Hmm.
Maybe because they didn't think it would be well attended or whatever their reasons.
So it's the Fork Fest?
Yeah, basically.
Of Liberty Forum?
Yeah, you can look at it that way. It was Forkfest before Forkfest even was conceived of.
Yeah.
And so what they did the first year of Liberty Forum was they rented a hotel room in the hotel that Liberty Forum was happening, and they said, all right, well, they passed out flyers and said, okay, well, if you want to see a speech about canning food, or if you want to see a speech about, you know, some, you know, alternative belief system or whatever. I don't know offhand what they would have been.
I will say that they're...
Come on up.
There's been some interesting content at Alt Expo, and then there's been some really cringy content, if you ask me, at Alt Expo.
Yeah, well, you're going to get the obscure stuff.
Yeah, it's a mix. It's a very much a mix of, like, Yeah, I don't want to be caught dead with those people, but it's also got some good stuff, too.
There's some woo-woo stuff at Alt Expo, for sure. I don't know what their schedule is going to be this year. I don't know if they've announced it at this point. They used to have a website, but I don't look like it's online.
I don't think so, because they don't get the number for the room until, like, they check in, so I don't
think
there's...
Well, they can still come up with a schedule. They just wouldn't be able to announce where.
Okay, fair enough.
It is.
Fair enough.
But, you know, that's one of those things that Free Staters are great about, is if somebody's doing it wrong in their estimation... They just go ahead and start doing it the way they think it should be done,
right,
and create the alternative, basically.
And this is one of the things I love. Things I love about this community. It's we are kind of one community, but we also are so we're diversified, but we're also decentralized in a sense. Like, mm-hmm. You can't, if you were to come in and try and take people out, like to take down the movement, it just wouldn't work, because there's so many different leaders and people doing different things. And sure, we go and we might show up to the State House, you know, kind of as a large group from all those different groups, but, you know, there's not like one, or there's not a hierarchy, you know? So,
yeah. Looking forward to the Liberty Forum this weekend, but if you're not able to make it out, if you don't have your ticket already, I don't know, maybe you can get somebody, maybe somebody's scalping them online. Maybe you can still get one. But it's officially a sold out event. So if you just show up, you're probably not going to be able to get in.
You know what you should be thinking about is this summer, Porkfest, right, and Forkfest.
That's what I was going to mention, yeah, is Forkfest is coming up, and the odds that Forkfest is going to sell out very, very low, because it's a newer event. It's only in its sixth year, and it follows the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's kind of like almost like an after party for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a little bit more of a laid-back experience, more focused on open source, the doers, the people that want to create things, because there's not a centralized protocol to follow. There's not some sort of central authority saying, this will be the schedule. There is nothing like that. It's just all a bunch of individuals coming to a campground for a week from June 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And what they create is what there is. So if there's somebody that wants to cook, I bet you they're going to sell some food.
Yeah.
If there's somebody that wants to have a poker game, they need to bring a poker table and the cards, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you got to create the thing that you want to see happen. Or if you just want to kick back at a campsite and enjoy sitting around a campfire with some freedom lovers, you can do that, too. Come on up to go to forkfest.party. That's the unofficial website. The whole thing is unofficial because there's no tickets. You don't have to buy a ticket for a Forkfest.
I feel like there'll definitely be some kind of karaoke at Porkfest, so I definitely want to make my own karaoke at Porkfest.
That can be done.
Yeah, I've heard it described as kind of the old style Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest. I think,
yeah,
the reason for that is it's not this structured event like the Porcupine Freedom Festival has become.
Now, to
it's
be
very
fair,
much unstructured.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival has moved in a more unstructured direction in recent
this
years.
This is true.
And that is one reason why that event is now a sellout, whereas it also was struggling for a few years as well, but they went in a more unsupervised, unstructured direction. There still is like a structured main stage at Porkfest, but now there's all these sort of hubs, as they call it, for different interests that are all around the park. And that worked out very well for them last year, and they're going to bring that back this year. So
I would say that I'm planning to attend both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest, both events, hopefully the entire 2 weeks. However, I know most people probably can't take off 2 weeks.
Sure.
What I would do is I would suggest people come to the tail end of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
So the weekend of Porkfest?
Yeah, and then stay for Porkfest, sort of the after party.
So do it like a 10-day?
Yeah, something like, mm-hmm, you know, something like that. I think that's probably the best way to, you know, get to know people and experience, you know, New Hampshire, basically, and what it's like to be among other liberty-minded people. You'll probably also end up being around more new people from New Hampshire, I think, if you attend Forkfest, than if you just attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And this is one of the complaints I had, you know, about last year's event. There were a lot of people, but there wasn't as much interaction between people from outside New Hampshire and
which
inside
event?
New Hampshire. The Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you were not able to make that.
No.
I believe. Yeah. So, it was kind of disappointing. There was just so many people there, but it was like, we need more interaction, right? Like, if you come up...
How could there not be interaction with 3,000 people in a park?
People just weren't walking around.
People were sticking to their groups?
Yeah, they were just sticking to their little their little groups, their little areas, and it was... I mean, there was some, but it wasn't anywhere near, like, what it was, you know, in 2000.
I question your experience. It's probably not the typical attendees' experience.
This is not just me saying this. Okay. There's a lot of people saying this.
603-283-6160 is the number here. I mean, if you don't socialize, it's really your fault, ultimately. You've got thousands of people around
people
you.
How do you get thousands of people to socialize more?
Walk up and say hello. There's more coming up here. You can join us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris.
More about the various different censorships regarding Russia and coming from Russia, by the way. The censorship road works both ways. We'll talk about what the Russian state gang is doing to their people coming up here, but there's also your calls and thoughts. We're going to go to Sarah, listening in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Chris.
So I've been hearing there's people from Crimea busing into Ukraine in support of the Russians. So are they soldiers in helping out the Russians, or what they're saying here is that it's just stage. They're just rounding up people, pretending to be in support of the Russians. So I wonder how true
Who's
is
rounding
that.
Up what people? Sorry, I'm not clear on what you're saying.
Okay, what they're saying is that, well, the news that I'm getting here is that they want to show that there's people from Crimea that are in support of the Russians, and they're being bussed into Ukraine, and then obviously...
Why would they do that? Why didn't Crimea already leave Ukraine to join the Russians? Maybe I'm...
No, what she's saying kind of makes sense, is it would be Russian propaganda, probably.
Well, I just can't find anything about it while Googling. I Googled Crimea people supporting Russia.
Yeah, it was on the radio news, so... You know, again, you know, as far as propaganda goes, it depends on who twists it and how they twist it to whatever their advantage. So, Crimea, so they did join Russia, is that what happened? So obviously they are, like communist Russians, no wonder they're being bussed in, and I'm wondering if they're like soldiers from, Belarus. That's what I'm thinking, but
you are always wildly speculating, Sarah, about what's going on in the world with very little information to actually back it up.
What the news
that they're saying is that they're just staged. These are not real people that support the Russians. They're just, are sending them in,
Sarah,
and I'm telling that they're lying.
There is propaganda on both sides of
they're
this.
They're all lying,
yeah,
Sarah.
I mean, it's hard to know what to believe. You know, it's not like it's beyond belief that there are Russians that are pro-Ukrainian or pro-Russian, but there's also likely possibility of there being Ukrainians who are pro-Russian, too, right, and pro-Ukrainian, right? So,
according to Wikipedia, in 2014, Vladimir Putin stated to colleagues that they, quote, "We must start working on returning Crimea to Russia. Within days, unmarked forces with local militias took over the autonomous Republic of Crimea and Sevastopol, as well as occupying several localities, which is geographically a part of, they mentioned where, geographically part of Crimea. In 2014, a referendum on merging Crimea with Russia was supported by 96.7% of voters, with an alleged 83.1% turnout, although, of course, it was boycotted by many who were loyal to Ukraine and denounced as illegitimate by Western governments. So if you believe the Russian side, then Crimea's people voted to rejoin Russia, to leave Ukraine and join Russia in 2014. Why would those people, believing that they are a part of Russia, go into a war zone on their own volition just to, you know, act like they live in Crimea? I don't understand what you're even saying here.
Well, that's what I'm now. So they did bust in support of the Russians, probably to fight for the Russian side. That's what it's going. And I'm only getting bits and pieces of the news. And so, you know, the thing is, you don't have
to. It's not news. It's propaganda.
Okay, so they're saying that they're independent, they're getting railroaded, they have to quit in Russia. But do you think I could have a socialist, communist
radio
show?
Who can quit in Russia? What are you saying? Who can quit in Russia?
I mean, the ABC and there was a news independent there. They're going to go get put in jail for 15, 16 years if they all walked out the last show.
I don't even know what you just said. I don't know the words that came out. What are you trying to say? Did any of you understand what she just said?
Not a clue.
Okay, just making sure it's not me.
There was a network in Russia, and then they had to shut down. Now they're playing
ballet.
Yeah, and then plus the ABC had a network in Russia. They'll be all shut down because they're going to be put in jail in 16 years. But what I'm saying is that the news
she doesn't know
here,
what she's talking about. Are you referring to the liberal radio station and the liberal television station in
Rain?
Russia? One of them's called Rain TV. The other one, I don't remember offhand, like a Moscow something or other. Echo Moscow, I think it was, the radio station. Are you referring to that?
I think so. Those guys, that sounds about right.
Okay, well, I haven't heard anything about them being charged criminally. I've just heard they've been told.
If they oppose the Russian war, how horrible and demonic Putin is or whatever, they'll get put in jail.
Okay. So, I mean, that could be. I don't know, but the story we read the other night was just saying that the regulator there, their equivalent of the FCC, was restricting their broadcast in some way. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is not something that's even all that new. They've been doing this. They've been shutting down independent media outlets in Russia
for a long time.
Years and years and years now. So,
but the response from the people that were running the radio station and the TV station that are being targeted is they intend to sue. So they're not responding from inside a jail cell. If charges are coming, we haven't heard anything about that yet.
And they said that it goes against their Russian constitution.
That's what they said.
What the Russians are doing.
So they said that it's illegal to shut down their radio station.
I have a question for Sarah.
Oh, she's still here. Go ahead.
Yes.
What do you think about the Russians who are standing up and going to jail because they're against the war and saying that they don't want to go to war with Ukraine? What do you think about that, since you think that the Russians are all secret communists who want to take over Ukraine?
You know, but why do you guys... Okay, those people, I think that the soldier that called in, he said all of the Russian support... I don't agree with that. There's some, maybe 3 to 5%. And then they are operating off selfish interests. They probably are capitalists.
Do you think that all people who are anti-war are selfish?
No, but in that predicament, but my view is they are selfish, like that soldier said.
You're pro-war, right? You like it when people go and die.
They are capitalists.
You're selfish because you don't want to kill people.
You're pro-war, right?
Take over a country.
Sarah, wouldn't that describe you accurately, pro-war?
Well, if they're fighting for welfare, disability, and free health care,
you think it's okay to kill?
Security, it's justified war. That's what the
Bonnie's right. They didn't say that. First of all, Putin's not a communist. And secondly, that's not what they're fighting for. They're fighting for territory. That's the official reason for this. Now, Putin is saying that, oh, we're defending these independent nations of Luhansk and Donetsk, but the reality is he's invading the entire country, and allegedly they say targeting military targets. The Western media is saying, no, they're shooting at neighborhoods.
I know one thing's for sure. The orphanage that my little brother was adopted from has been damaged now, and that's for sure. The people are still in contact with my parents, so like that's a place that's not a
in
Kharkiv, and it's not a military target.
No, Sarah, as usual, your calls bring zero clarity and make things even more confusing. Thank you for the call. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. We don't claim to know how many, what percentage of Russians are anti-war. I suspect it's a lot more than the numbers that are showing up at the protest, because most of them probably don't want to get rounded up and thrown into a gulag. More on the way here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Kremlin says it's not likely any documents will be signed soon following more talks with Ukraine. Those discussions ended without a ceasefire deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a third round of talks between his country and Ukraine will happen over the weekend. As Russian soldiers continue their march closer to the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, there continues to be a push by some for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby rejecting that notion and reminding everyone on Friday,
U.S. troops are not going to be fighting in Ukraine. That includes in the skies.
Friday's jobs report is revealing some disappointing news. Average hourly earnings rose only by 1 cent last month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that figure now stands at $31.58. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House is expected to send Vice President Harris to Poland. This comes after Harris traveled to Germany for the Munich Security Conference, where she met with the Ukraine president and other allies. As the electric car push continues, many owners are being left out in the cold.
Many electric cars are not making the grade in winter weather. Many EV owners are surprised to find out how much their car's driving range is compromised when it gets cold outside. Many Tesla models do better, only losing about 7% of their driving range when it gets cold. The worst performers are Chevy Bolt and Volt. The Mustang Mach-E and the BMW i3 lose roughly 30% of their range when the temperatures drop near freezing. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After 2 years of working from home, Apple employees are set to return to the office starting April 11th. Google also announcing that their employees would be returning to the office in April as well. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Chris. You join us online. We have our social media platform. It is a Mastodon system, and that means it is open source. It's self-hosted. Self-hosted means we run the server, not Twitter or Facebook or one of these other evil big tech corporations. You've got way more freedom to express yourself if you are over on our site, social.freetalklive.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Dave Ridley is calling from Colorado tonight. Dave, from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm calling you from the Stop the War sign-making party in Colorado Springs where I'm visiting. And a lady has just sung a beautiful song into my camera. I guess she's all out of singing. She doesn't want to sing anymore. I was going to have her sing for you.
Oh, so there's actually people in the United States that are still against wars? That's nice to know.
Yeah, but she was singing a Ukrainian song. I think it was in Russian. I guess it was, I don't know.
Where are you right now? Are you in Denver?
No, I'm visiting Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs. Okay, that's not as large of a town. How well attended is this anti-war event?
Well, we're just making signs right now for tomorrow's event. There's about five of us here making signs.
I see.
Is it going to be like downtown Colorado Springs?
Yeah, we're right now we're in South Colorado Springs, and the protest is in downtown Colorado Springs.
Nice.
So these are people who are not all whipped up into a frenzy like it seems like a large amount of Americans are, that want to see war with Russia. They want to, you know, cheer on the conflict in Ukraine. These people are against the war.
Well, it's similar to the kind of talk you would have heard if you visited Bosnia during the war there. People want to stop the Russians. There is obviously too many people are being infected with the idea of bombing Russia, which is, obviously we need to stop the war in Ukraine, but we need to do that and have a world after that to repair Ukraine. Mm-hmm. So I'm against, that's what I would say to some of the other folks. Am I the only one who's against this? But most of our signs say stop the war, and I think I can agree with that.
Okay, good. Anything else you want to share about the experience?
It's interesting that all the different languages, I think everyone in there speaks Spanish. I think everybody speaks a little bit of Spanish.
You speak Spanish, right?
I've been trying. Yo trato. But what's interesting is that, I started learning a little bit of Ukrainian, and most of the Ukrainians that I've met so far in this crisis don't actually speak much Ukrainian. They speak Russian.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting.
That's what my parents found out, too, when they went there.
Ridley, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Let's go on here to Major Payne in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
I just had to have a little fun with Sarah. She's the most misinformed caller I've ever heard. You talk about uncured chronic. Her papers are not in order. Do not roll that.
Good advice.
But, she was talking about the Russian people being in support of the war.
Mm-hmm. That's what she likes to believe.
Yeah, I know, but there's a lot of footage. Within the first day, two or three, there was protests all over, and heads were getting cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Up in the USSR, what she likes to believe is still the
Soviet Union,
Russia. It's not the USSR.
Yeah, it's hard to tell what's propaganda and what's not, but it's not hard to believe that. When you're misled about drills and then are basically told to go into Ukraine and you're not even told that you're invading another country, it's hard to believe that there aren't at least some of these soldiers who are like not going to be all in on going to war.
I don't know about soldiers. I didn't hear anything about soldiers necessarily, but I'm sure you're right that at least some of them don't want to go to war. But one thing that I just really don't think is faked is pictures of like packed streets that look Russian to me with people holding signs that say no war with Ukraine.
Well, and Sarah wants to believe it's 3-5%
of Russians. She just made that up.
She's completely making it up.
A couple calls ago, I asked her how many does she think, and she said, 3-5%. How do you make that? She just made that up. It's not like she has any intel.
So here's a little bit of intel. Now, you can call this into question, obviously, because it's coming out of Russia. But at least according to two Russian pollsters, now, they may be biased towards the Russian government, right? Keep that in mind. But remember, Sarah said 3-5% of the Russian people are against the conflict in Ukraine. According to the Russian pollsters themselves, it's more like 1/3 of Russians that are against the conflict.
You know, I have to say, I've watched some content from Russia, and I've also watched some content from like the BBC, and I'm actually, and actually some of the content predates this war, but was like really recent, like 2021. I was actually surprised at like how what's the word I'm looking for? It was like, I don't want to say it was honest, but it was like, it was more truthful than you would have expected given the current circumstance. Like, they were talking about how part of Russia, the people did actually support Russia, and like how, and it's because we look at like the parts of Russia like Crimea and eastern Ukraine, or I'm sorry, yeah. Yeah. Crimea and eastern Ukraine, they are very much pro-Russian in those areas.
Yes.
The reason that even if it wasn't them who rose up, it was still something that was supported, I guess, by the people in those regions. And
ostensibly, that's what we're to
right,
believe.
Right. But this was the BBC saying this,
right?
Which kind of made it interesting.
According to the Levada poll taken February 17th through the 21st, 52% of Russians hold a negative view of Ukraine, and I presume that means the Ukrainian government, and only 35% hold a positive view. So, you know, again, Sarah is off by a factor of 10 in her estimates, if you believe these polling numbers from the Russian pollsters.
That's interesting polls. Are these Russian government organized
polls? These are purportedly two pollsters. I don't know if they're run by the Russian government or what, but there is a third pollster called the Levada Center, which Western experts often cite as more reliable. They have not yet released their data on the topic,
okay.
But the two pollsters are VTSIOM and FOM, whatever the hell that stands for.
I mean, it sounds like numbers that are believable. That's why
yes,
I'm just kind of like...
I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean...
go ahead, Major. Sorry.
Yeah, you guys just think north of our border here. All the Canadian broadcasting systems are subsidized by the government.
That's right.
What is it? Rebel Radio is the only one that's freelance. And it's the only one that's going to tell you any pieces of the truth.
Yep.
But I've heard snippets of a couple different Russian soldiers that... They were told that people are going to greet you with open arms,
mm-hmm.
you know, and another guy says, I don't know who to shoot. They all look like us.
Mm-hmm.
Major, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. What were you going to say, Bonnie?
I was going to say I Googled it, and this is 2020 numbers. There's 144 million people living in Russia.
That's
I just
correct,
don't know where Sarah would even, you know, get
134 in Russia? Wow,
144 million.
144 million?
That's about what you said earlier.
Yeah, it's a little bit less than I thought even, actually.
Hmm.
We go to Richard. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Richard.
Yes, I appreciate you taking my call. This is for all the people in the United States that are thinking about moving to New Mexico and more specific Albuquerque. They have the worst bus system, have to have the worst bus transit system in the whole United States. I've been in quite a few large cities in the United States since 1969,
mm-hmm.
and I've never seen a more disorganized run bus system. The state of New Mexico has several offices that are trying to attract tourists and people to come.
Well, Richard, the reason why governments suck at running buses is because governments suck at everything that they do.
They're unorganized in general.
Because they're a monopoly. And monopolies are known for providing terrible service because there's no way that anyone can compete with a subsidized operation. They can't run the same service.
If they're even allowed to.
Yeah, if they're even allowed to.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves here. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio tonight. And don't forget, you can download archives of the show anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. We got them back for many years. Enjoy them. They're free. freetalklive.com. If you would like, though, you can subscribe to our podcast feeds. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our RSS feeds there. There's one of them that's got all of the stuff that we release, which is the full shows and the digest versions. There's another one that's full shows only. There's another one that's digest only, so you can kind of customize to what it is you want to receive in your favorite podcast client. Head over to feeds.freetalklive.com to get subscribed to Free Talk Live. We go to Rob, calling us from Vermont, across the river. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind, Rob?
Hey, so we keep hearing a lot of stories coming out of Winchester, New Hampshire, where they've had, within the last year, what is it, 3, 4, maybe 5 different police officers were fired?
Really?
They had a hearing, I think, last week, and the Winchester Select Board was divided 2-on-2 on whether to fire the lieutenant in Winchester. Apparently, there was some issues that he had with someone.
Uh-oh.
Not sure exactly what it was. But, yeah, it's like this new chief of police that's coming to town. He's just gung-ho on firing these guys. Apparently, he's must be stumbled onto something.
Yeah, that's a good question. I got to say, I have not been paying attention to local corrupt cops news just recently. I mean, I've got my hands full of other things to do. We know the so-called Lori list came out. You actually called about that, Rob, when that was released. That is a list of corrupt cops across all of New Hampshire, but it's just a scratch of the surface. Those, yeah. those are only the corrupt cops that have made it onto the list.
I'd like to think these guys were fired because they were bad cops. I mean, they're all bad cops, but I would like to think they were particularly bad cops that were fired for that reason, but I have to wonder if it's not just somebody trying to consolidate power.
Yeah, it's or they crossed somebody. Right?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
right, right.
You didn't ask
you
the
didn't
chief.
You didn't blue line enough.
Yeah. Or you didn't ask the chief before you shook down that person on Main Street or whatever. I don't know how it all works, right? But there's certain lines you don't cross as an officer with the brass, and if you cross those lines, then they'll feed you to the wolves.
Oh, I actually want to tell Rob. We were at the courthouse maybe 5 months ago now. I don't even know how long ago.
The Keene one?
Yeah, me and you, Ian.
Okay.
We're at the courthouse not too long, or it's pretty long ago, maybe 3 months ago.
Okay.
And some people came out, and we were talking to them because we knew them, and they said that they tried to bring up the Lori list because a cop that was, a witness against this woman was on the Lori list. They tried to bring that up, and the judge just yelled at them and yelled at her lawyer, saying, "I'm not going to admit that in my courtroom."
Wow.
I'm like, wouldn't let her bring it up at all, the Lori list.
Yep. Well.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. I mean, you know, the other thing that I find is troubling is that, you know, you've got a retired detective that works out of the Cheshire County Prosecutor's Office that helps prosecute defendants.
Isn't he in the AG's, working for the AG now?
I'm not.
The county prosecutor.
I know he works right out of Keene, out of the Cheshire County Superior Courthouse.
You're talking about the corrupt guy that's on the Lori list from the Keene Police?
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard that story. That's terrible.
Yeah, well, it just goes to show that these guys get promoted rather than punished.
Yeah, maybe these guys who got fired in Winchester are going to get rehired with somewhere else
That almost always happens with these guys. They don't get blacklisted from the profession except on the most rare of circumstances. Rob, thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. The number, again, is 603-283-6160. And, again, it comes back around to what I was saying about when Richard called in about the crappy bus service in Albuquerque. The same thing's true about the police. You get crappy service because they're a monopoly.
Protection, yeah.
Yeah, they're a monopoly on violence. They're a monopoly on protection.
When you can't fire somebody or you can't, stop doing business with a company that, has wronged you, they're going to keep doing it.
Why would they do anything
especially
different?
Right. Helps them out.
Sure. They get paid whether or not you like what they did, because if you don't pay them, then they come after you.
Yeah. They use violence to you in the first place.
And it's amazing how many people just think that's totally fine. Oh, well, that's the price we pay to live in society.
We would have a bad society if we didn't have that racket.
Yeah, people are brainwashed into this idea that, police are good. Police are who you go to for help.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. Most people don't really have that much experience interacting with law enforcement.
No.
And especially people, who are, what's the word? They're, of a certain, status or statue or whatever, right? People who are, there's certain people who are going to be more negatively impacted and have more interactions with police.
You mean poor people?
Yeah, because either they're poor or they're of color or they're a minority of some kind,
right.
And or maybe they're an activist of some kind,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, it's unfortunate, but most people just they don't understand, they don't see what's actually going on, because those aren't the stories that get out there. It's just not. You have a media that is putting in many cases these very people into places of power,
mm-hmm.
They're buddies with, who's getting elected? It's the people who are buddies with the people at the media.
It's like the classic idea that there can be a whole bunch of missing, like, Latina girls in a town, and then when one white blonde girl goes missing, everybody freaks out about it. People don't care unless it affects them personally or somebody that looks like them.
The number is 603-283-6160. Well, people do start caring about police corruption once they get arrested wrongfully, and unless the police beat or kill their dog, and these things are happening more often now. Police arrests for violent or victimless crimes are happening more and more often, the odds that you know someone who has been targeted by the police for a victimless crime is actually very, very high. Whether you know that they've been targeted is another question. But the odds that you know that person, that you're...
Yeah.
You know, so whether you're aware of it, I guess, of whether your knowledge... You know, anyway. The number is 603-283-6160. So what do we do about it in the case of corrupt cops? Unfortunately, right now, the average American isn't ready for the idea of no government, right?
They're just getting rid of the police, yeah. Or most of them anyway.
They're not ready for that yet. That proposal was made in Minneapolis. You remember after the 2020 summer protests,
there
was
a huge... Yeah, to defund the police.
Yeah, huge protests in Minneapolis. They were going to quote-unquote defund the police and fund some sort of alternative non-police organization. Didn't pass.
Yeah, I mean...
Didn't happen.
I think a lot of what would help is if we had some sort of... I don't know if it could be constitutional or how you do it, but something that would be like, okay, it doesn't matter what law the law says, if there's no violence or a victim of violence that you can put forth,
no charge.
You can't get any kind of conviction, right? And obviously you can reduce the police force drastically, you know, at that point, because you're not going to be pulling people over for speeding.
Right, and there's a ton of cops that are on the drug squad or whatever.
Right, so you're not going to be arresting people for drugs. You might be arresting some of those people who have serious drug addictions for, you know, maybe some sort of stealing or violence or something like that. But it would drastically reduce the number of peaceful people who are being, you know, run through the system, so to speak.
Yeah. There's definitely some major changes that can be made to the system to make it less abusive towards victimless criminals, people who have never harmed another human being but yet now are being thrown into prison cells and locked away, like Ross Ulbricht, who is locked away for 2 life sentences plus 40 years for the crime of running a website without, you know, government permission. If you don't know about his case, get over to freeross.org and learn more about Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road. Kind of goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour with the dark net marketplaces. He was the very first ever to create one of those. No other market operator has ever been sentenced to anything near what Ross has been sentenced.
Oh, that's something that else just makes me sick. The idea that, you know, you would make an example out of somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I get that you don't want people doing, you know, this thing that somebody did, but to, you know, crucify somebody, you know, who's doing the same thing that other people are also doing.
And the judge also made some statement, I don't know the exact quote, but she made some statement that she was also going to make an example out of him because of the beliefs he held, like the libertarian beliefs that he held.
It's absolutely so morally reprehensible what she did, what that judge did.
Like, there has to be a hell.
Well, the reason...
Just that woman.
Personally, I don't believe in that, but, you know, you can believe whatever it is you want.
You can make your own I think that people make their own personal hells.
That's true. That is
guilt
true.
Guilt will catch up with her.
So the number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. I think the best solution to making the changes that are necessary to rein in police abuse are only going to be likely if we can get enough freedom-loving people together in the same geographic area. And, of course, that's what we're working on doing here in New Hampshire, and the Free State Project is having its Liberty Forum this weekend, and it's sold out of them, which is...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.